Hello. Hello, good evening. I'm your host tonight on the Voices of Indigenous People. I'm here to introduce our guest tonight. We'll have Chinupa Gluha Money, a strong advocate for the Native Indians across the country who have been struggling to overcome the injustices done to the Native Indians and to the different people on the reservations. Chinupa has maintained his cultural tradition and Native language throughout the years and is exceptionally knowledgeable about the issues involving injustices to the Native tribes of this country. Chinupa will open with a prayer and close with a song. Are you there, Brother Chinupa? Hello?
Prayer and welcome everybody that do tune in. Remember, folks, before we get started with the prayer, please acknowledge yourself and introduce yourself with the opening sentiment of who you are and what states you're calling from. I'm hoping that, you know, the Dr. Raphael, you know, would call in to give us an update on all these COVID behaviors and what's nutritious and what to do without taking any vaccination. So that's kind of the must here. So I'm going to start the show off with an opening prayer. And everyone that's tuned in, this is your show. Remember, it's called The Indigenous Voices of People. So here's our prayer. Okay. Kongasila kachanka kichi maneto ampeto asteleshi se stalo vina gimaha woke unkilapi. Yunka necha echetka makpeata kehetse yakiki wahochi se. Na unsha makan kata gleshi seateki yoti ekia kehia kakisha pi eshichia wocheki unkaka. Jechuan lessons of Alohina to be Katia Topa, Wama Kaske Nita, Pigim Jam, Six Yapi Leo Petu, Sanka Lila Ostrin, Huhena with Johnny Ekigna, Makasina Kyunkapina, Lila Yotrika, Astakomani lessons of Wocheki, Unkaka, Nataka, Leno Kit Hopiki, and a Hekia, Yes Hekia, Hoke, Nampetu Kile, Oateki, Kaskaya Kapis, Yukse Usha, Kuzi, Pichia, Unpik, Suicha. Kazuta hena luhaba hata takome hech aniti nikte. Wakhan khaka kichi manete no ospeun kya. Tanu paisola hech nse kya he ismihane moche kikile o kyo hape. Na isya wakhan pe. Kya hech nse o chikya. No ya te kitona hok o kutsula lechun se. Kima ya akhla okte ki wopila tanki chikya. Kya hech nse o chikya. Usun kya pe. Ho! Kutake. Good evening, and I thank you for the opening introduction, little brother Jabril. What I wanted to start off with in an opening sentiment, the other day, you know, I saw a lot of unhealthy predicaments go on within the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and the reason why I brought that sentiment up, because every time people talk about tribal governments and they look for an avenue to show a caring understanding about tribal governments, well, lo and behold, folks, a tribal government is just like anyone else in the so-called, you know, realm of politics from a government's perspective. They are all selected. They're not elected. They're selected to run matters for the system of the federal government, state, county, and reservation. So the reason I brought this subject to light is because when people out there are facing certain criteria that can give them the benefit of a doubt to explore and amplify on, because a lot of our tribal reservations are being subjugated to colonial rule again because of this epidemic of this, you know, corona sickness that was forced upon our people illegally and otherwise. And we got to keep that in mind, because everything from the incarceration rate, the illegal removal of our children, also misuse of, you know, emplacement of our elders being placed into nursing homes, we're starting to see that when America uses, you know, golden rules of the perfection of what they do, this is how they practice and perfect colonial policy to strip your God-forsaken human rights. God-forsaken human rights come from the Earth Mother, the great mystery in the sky above. And I'm only using that English term to describe it because majority of our people are still colonized. They're still, you know, centralized, dehumanized with white man's phonics. And so this is not an attack or insult on people. It's no different than the incarceration rate of humanity. Not only of our adult males incarcerated, our women, and some of our children. And then when they meet a certain age criteria, what do? They transfer to adult facilities where unhealthy and unhuman behavior take place. And so I wanted to share that with you because that's what's on my heart today from a couple of days back. And I thank my sister, Leona, for allowing us to come on the show the other day. And it was such a tremendous show. There was some real strong, you know, avenues of approach of wording that came about. And if you don't, like I always say to people, if I offended you, I take full responsibility of my actions. That's not what the intent is. But if we're going to keep investing our time and energy and putting the worth on the strength upon the white government that those philosophical standards don't require and meet, then there's no longer a voice to be as indigenous people or our African people in our country, let alone our Mexican brothers from Mexico. And so with that, I share that, and I'm hoping Dr. Raphael calls on to give you an update about the situation of the current circumstance we're in at the discretion of white America's sickness called COVID-19. Dr. Raphael, have you called in?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, begin, and give us a good introduction of who you are and what state you're calling from.
Well, I'm calling from the grand state of California. I'm David Raphael. I'm an MD, director of the San Francisco Medical Research Foundation, which was established.
I don't hear nothing, man.
Which is one of the first holistic educational organizations that was what is now called alternative functional medicine, which has now become mainstream. And at birth, the Light Party, which is a global holistic new political paradigm party, keyword global, holistic new political paradigm party dedicated to health, peace, prosperity, and freedom for all.
And I appreciate that introduction. So, without any further delay, I want to ask this question before Dr. Raphael, why he feels that the pharmaceuticals and the hospitals, when they give out this vaccination, is it really an opportunity of acceptance, this, you know, vaccination? I will leave that in your hands to give us an update and describe why it's not a necessary measure. Go right ahead, Dr. Raphael.
Well, obviously, this is a huge, huge issue, and there's lots of concerns about the efficacy and dangers of vaccines. Thank God at this point in time it's not compulsory. We've done, as you know, tremendous research in this field because it's a number one global issue. What we've discovered is that the vast majority of people from 0 to 65, the chances of you coming down with this thing and, you know, in quotes, dying from this is quite minuscule. We also, the bottom line, which is agreement from the allopathic, which is the pharmaceutical vaccine, everyone's in agreement that the key to health and overcoming this virus is the health of one's immune system. And that's the bottom line. And there are many, many ways to maintain a healthy immune system, because the fact of the matter is our bodies were developed over, God knows, millions of years of evolution. At this moment that we're speaking, there's over 100 trillion or more viruses floating around in the atmosphere. And up until this point in time, our bodies deal with this. Our bodies are incredibly competent in dealing with antigens naturally, as long as the immune system is working properly. The problem is, in this country, there's 100 million people or more who suffer from comorbidities, ill health because of diet, lack of exercise, stress, you name it. What that does is it weakens your immune system, which means then you're susceptible to these types of, this type of virus. So, you know, the darkness serves the light. So the bottom line is, and we're urging in the Light Party, we're urging everybody to go to health. Now, unfortunately, for a vast majority of people who do not have the financial resources, they don't have access to organic foods. They don't have access to super nutritionals. That if you had these things, which is not expensive, vitamin D, the probiotics, which keeps your immune system healthy in the gut, And also, which is amazing, is the medicinal mushrooms. The mushroom kingdom, which is incredibly powerful, has been evolving on this planet along with humanity for a cool 3 billion years. So the bottom line is we have all the information necessary for a robust, vital immune system. So our whole program is education, but at the same time, we're dealing with a pharmaceutical industry that stands to make $100 billion or more on this so-called answer called vaccines. And thank God there are many people now who are up in arms about this and are questioning those protocols for very good reason. However, unfortunately, they have scared the hell out of people. And here's another point, which I'm sure you understand, that once a human being goes into fear, and that contracts their immune system, and it lowers the vibration, which means then you're susceptible not only to viruses and bacteria, i.e., as long as your vibration is high, and you've got good mental emotional attitude, and you're doing the right common sense things, then you're going to be fine. That's the truth of the matter.
You know, Dr. Raphael, you know, I really like that kind of input about involving with ourselves. See, listening audience, pay attention to this piece. A body can reproduce its own natural defense if you treat it in a healthy way of creating its own necessities.
Absolutely.
To work, cut wood, walk, all of these great things, and keeping yourself hydrated from certain types of beverages and you know, water, and, you know, it's just a common virtue of life. And because America has always used these basic carcinogens to neutralize our immune system, we're so used to sugar, salt, grease,
right,
and beer, okay?
That's right.
The dietary of America. And so what Dr. Raphael is implementing here is a body's nutritious value that we need to get back into to sustain it. And like my little brother Jibril Salam and my sister Nadia, they are herbalists. They have, you know, antibiotics and things that can fight off infection and defense things to awaken and strengthen the immune system, such as, you know, the zinc gland, which is below your heart. You know, I and Dr. Raphael have been bumping heads on a lot of levels sometimes, but this is what we always share things with each other. So I'm going to turn it back over to him again, and I want to hear a little bit more. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm also I'm an MD naturopath. I'm very involved with homeopathy. And amazingly enough, today, I always knew that there would be somebody who would come up with a potent, effective, inexpensive, and non-toxic homeopathic remedy, which would basically stimulate the immune system to prevent the COVID-19 from basically inhabiting and nesting into the human organism. And today, a good friend of mine who has a clinic in Colorado called the White Dove Healing Clinic. I talked to Bill about this because I knew the man who he works with in Hungary would come up with a formula, and they have come up with a homeopathic remedy that will, he's already used it with over 50, 100, 200 patients, none of whom have come down with the COVID-19. And the only downside of this is there's a limited supply of this homeopathics. But this is very, very exciting because the truth of the matter is we have the information, and of course many people have heard about, which was suppressed, was the hydrochloroquine and zinc. Initially, they tried to keep that disinformation by telling people that it was a toxic substance. It was toxic at 2,000 milligrams. But it was never to be taken at 2,000 milligrams. Lancet said it was toxic. That's the British Medical Journal. And then they said that they retracted and said, nope, sorry, it's actually 200 milligrams. And interestingly enough, today, the Journal of the American Medical Association, which is the Bible of the medical profession, has now endorsed the use of hydrochloroquine and zinc as an effective tool for people who want to basically maintain their health and not get the infection. And if they get the infection, this will work effectively to knock out the infection. Now, here's the key, which the NIH, Fauci, and all these other people were quite aware of a long time ago, that zinc goes into a viral cell, And what it does is it stops the replication and duplication of the virus. So what this all means in medical terms is when you, it's just like with HIV, with AIDS, if you're infected, the virus starts replicating and you get what's called a viral load and the body becomes overwhelmed. Well, if you do the hydrochloroquine and the zinc, it will stop the replication of the virus. And what will happen is your body's immune system will kick in like a Pac-Man and eat up the viruses, and it will basically eliminate the virus in your bio terrain, in your body. So there you go. Now, if I were the president, tomorrow I'd be on radio, TV, urging everybody to go get the hydrochloroquine. The other one that is just as effective and even more effective is the one called I have a hard time pronouncing. There's another drug out there, Ivermectin or something like that, that is just as effective and actually supposedly even more effective, which will prevent the spread of the virus, and it will denature the virus from the body. Now, of course, the other thing that's being purported or promoted all the time, very simple, is vitamin D. Vitamin D, they've done studies in all the nursing homes, not all of them. They found that all the people, older people who died had low vitamin D levels. If you, because vitamin D is very, very important for maintaining a strong immune system. In Ireland now, the government of Ireland is finally, and in England, they're beginning to mass distribute, rather than vaccines or along with vaccines, vitamin D. So what people need is vitamin D, vitamin C. Everybody should have access to hydrochloroquine and zinc. And of course, understanding, of course, on the next level is the medicinal mushrooms, which are the most powerful immune boosters known to humankind. So right now, the main narrative is you better get vaccination because the vaccines is the answer. Excuse me. Not so. But people are rushing, you know, because they think or they've been programmed that this is the way to go. So there's a huge debate going on. In fact, in Germany, there's a massive movement now, a class action suit against the pharmaceuticals and the governments for the lockdown. And they're calling it a crime against humanity because the collateral damage that has been done by this economic lockdown is incalculable, i.e. divorces, domestic violence, alcoholism, and of course, all the people have lost their source of income, jobs. That's collateral damage. Everybody knows in the know that it's not necessary. We have to protect the people who have the comorbidities, who are not in good health, and we have the keys. So we have the keys for people who are sick. They can be treated, and they can be treated successfully, and you do not have to mass, you know, lock down the planet. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. So I'm not the only one who's saying this. So we got to educate. But in the moment, people need to know the very simple keys to maintain their health, and they're quite simple. And these are tools and keys that will not only protect them against the virus, but will prevent them with heart disease and cancer and all these degenerative diseases, which humanity, particularly in this country, suffer from, mainly because of bad diet, lack of exercise, and stress. So it's a massive re-educational problem. I've been beating this drum, my dear friend, since the 70s. So nothing new under the sun. But, you know, we have this, in quotes, pandemic, plandemic, feardemic that has absolutely overtaken planet Earth. And humanity's got to wake up and basically choose, make big choices so you maintain your health and vitality.
You know, the information Dr. Raphael has just involved himself with, you know, as we come to the bottom of the top of the hour of 5 o'clock, I'm going to open it up for some small questions to get us through the next 35 minutes. But in the meantime, for people like, you know, my little brother Bryce Inwood, my little brother Bryce Inwood had lost his mother. You know, this is the kind of things that Bryce and I would share together on an open content. And I always have to bring my little brother back into the position to focus on what's in front of us, because at the passing of his late mother, those are hard things that we encounter in our life in Indian country. And I send my deepest condolences, respect, and honor, and love to my little brother. I know it's a hard time for him. And I deal with this on a more of a, you know, consistent level, because even my older brother, Lewis, he lost his son, and, you know, I lost my daughter and many others, you know. And I deal with these more on a philosophical, emotional level, but I do not allow the negativities to destroy it. And for some that don't understand it, if you're going to get angry, especially you women, if you're going to get angry, point it in a direction where it can create a strong avenue to show that your voice can get heard. The other day on a radio show, I and Sister Leona, we had a great big, you know, understanding between the nature of human rights and independence and the values that are ours as a free people. And we got away from these understandings because of certain ones would not, you know, agree to any understanding that we toppled on. And it wasn't a bad understanding. Everybody has this opportunity to use their bully pulpit to change, you know, and even attack an avenue where they feel uncomfortable. And so, like my little brother Bryce would always say on the Cheyenne Indian Reservation up there in Cheyenne River, he would always say, the treatment is the key. The treatment is the key. And when me and Bryce would, you know, convey and converse, those are the things that I also would mention that my little brother Jabril and his wife, Najia, would talk about. Because going back to the herbal, you know, medicines is our key. And remember, we indigenous people have been living like that since time immemorial. And so as lines of other people call in, introduce yourselves and let us know. And Dr. Raphael, I also have a few minutes left here if you want to say something in the brief closing as we open up the phone lines for more remarks and questions. So go right ahead. And like I said, please introduce yourself and the state you're calling from and the reservation and, you know, let your affiliation know to all the listening audience. Okay, back to you, Dr. Raphael.
Well, thank you. So the bottom line is we have to become proactive, and the real issue is education, education, and more education. And, of course, across the board, people are, you know, suffering tremendously. You know, many people have died. But I would say that just many of what they're saying, these people who are infected, are these tests, the PCR tests, happen to be highly inaccurate. So don't believe all the statistics you're getting on the mainstream media, because the truth of the matter is it's not true.
It's not true.
So this is all part of grand manipulation that is, it's all driving people into fear and into getting vaccinated. Now, of course, a lot of people will say vaccines work, vaccines are effective, vaccines do the job. I have a very different opinion of that. But if you believe that, if you really believe, because that's the placebo effect, if you believe vaccines are good for you, then you get informed. And thank God at this point in time, you're not being, it's not mandatory, thank God. But so you have freedom of choice. And what we're pushing for is that there are alternatives. And most of the alternatives are things that you can utilize in your life by making different choices, particularly in terms of your diet and your attitude. And do not allow fear to override your consciousness. That's it.
Man, remarkably said. I really appreciate you, Dr. Raphael. Is there anybody lit it up to? Jabril, can you see on the board how many other people are lit up?
Yeah, we've got quite a few people. The board's lit up. Dr. Raphael, we thank you for that beautiful information shared with us. Callers out there, if you want to ask any questions or anything to Dr. Raphael or to Chinupa Gluha Money, we're opening up to question and answers. 415, area code 415, 419. You're on. Okay, 415, area code, 3174, you're on. Well, I guess we got a lot of listeners tonight, and nobody really talking. Okay, 605.
Yeah, can you hear me? 1440.
Okay, we got somebody, yeah. State your name and where state you're calling from.
Bryce Edwards from South Dakota.
Oh, good evening, Bryce. Glad to have you.
Yeah, I got some questions from the doctor, naturopathic doctor over here in South Dakota, Indian Health Service. We had 15 health care meetings community meetings out of the 21 communities there, and we came up with a list of 46 items for Indian House Service we could be to address, and one of them was getting a naturopathic doctor, to get a toxicologist, and to get our medicines to be utilized with the protection, you know, with the protection of our medicines. I've been involved with this consultation with these federal agencies. I think Bill Gates and Fauci are I call them the vaccine gods. And this military operation called Warp Speed is wrong, because you're right about the spear tactic they use. Now we have our own people here on the reservation that are pushing this emergency use authorization vaccine, which isn't even FDA approved yet. And it's a great concern, because some of us have caught it, COVID, and we utilize our medicine. And plus, we're a little older now, so some of our chronic conditions, our medicine, the medicines we get for them, they work, you know. But we've been mistreated. We've been mistreated at Indian Health Service. And we have people dying left and right. And most likely, like what you mentioned, Germany getting a lawsuit, that's probably in order here, because you listen to Fauci talk and with his smiley face, you know, but underneath it, to me, there's an evil intent there. And this guy is supposed to be, this guy, you mentioned ivermectin. There's another spray that you use, and you spray in your sinuses.
Right.
There's about, they're coming out with these medicines now that are actually effective. But if Fauci has his way, because these medicines are cheap, and our medicines are free, he will fight against that. He won't have the these medicines that work for COVID.
Well,
I'm interested in a German lawsuit, if we can expound on that or get us some information to Chinupa. We need to look at what Germany is doing.
All right, I can jump in here, okay?
Go right ahead.
I mean, it's very corrupt. Fauci was... in the NIH, way back when, supported hydrochloroquine and zinc. That information got suppressed. The dirty little secret, it's not a secret, is Fauci is one of the main, through the NIH, is one of the main investors in Moderna. That's the main vaccine. So they stand to gain tremendously. This is, you know, toxic capitalism. So they are trying to suppress, as they have all along, safe, effective, inexpensive protocols. There was this Dr. Corey, MD, who was talking about the ivermectin, and he was pleading to the Senate, saying the results they were getting were superb. There were a bunch of doctors up in the Bronx in New York, these frontline doctors who were using hydrochloroquine and zinc. None of their patients died. The first thing I would recommend, I don't know who's up there, but you'd want to get an MD in your area, who would be able to prescribe the hydrochloroquine, because right now it's available only through prescription. It's not the total answer, but it's very, very effective. So, along with everything else. So I would do everything in your power to find some MD or a naturopath who can write scripts and be able to start distributing this stuff to all your people in that area, because it works. So, of course, you also got to watch your diet. The sugar and the, you know, all that stuff does not help you. And I know, you know, Chinupa has always talked to me about how bad the diet is, and because
one,
of,
one more
know,
comment. I'm on comment, doctor, from Bryce here. And, it seems like there's a brainwashing, like a mass mind control, you know, that these vaccines are going to save your life.
Exactly.
It's the treatment. When we lost 33 members here, they're not all native. There's some white people that passed away, and they're old. But the treatment, I keep pounding the drum on treatment, because Indian Health Service, they went from prevention, detection to treatment. But when you bring up treatment, it's like talking out in the wilderness, you know, and there's no feedback.
So right from the get-go, they were talking about vaccines right from the get-go. Now, we can get into the heavy side of this, how did this virus get created? It's quite controversial. Many people believe it was a man-made virus. I, for one, believe that that's true. I was told by a Chinese molecular biologist when this whole thing started, who had big contacts in the Wuhan, that's where all that was ground zero, that this thing was actually, you know, escaped, whatever. But regardless, man-made or natural, the fact is the virus is in the biosphere, and it's here. But, like, again, today, for example, it was so exciting. It just confirmed that I have a very good friend whose partner is making a homeopathics. He says it. He said it's 100% effective. That's saying a lot, 100%. So we have to educate. But what you were saying is absolutely true. The people have been programmed. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies have massive financial resources, and they pump it 24/7 over the media, and they've got everybody, like you say, brainwashed. And the fact of the matter is, it's highly, we really don't know. They're running, the truth is, they're running a mass experiment on humanity. That's the fact. So, as far as the Germans are concerned, this is crimes against humanity.
On the CRISPR, the DNA that Jennifer Doudna and them got a science award, that the DNA splicing and dicing from 2012
right
to now, that CRISPR technology could make a DNA manipulation through the needle now. That's the reality.
Right. It's very, very dangerous. It's the point is, there are many people, and thank God, in the medical profession who are on to this. But, you know, we've been the voice in the wilderness because we're up against a very, to put it mildly, very powerful industry called Big Pharma. But I sent that information to Chinupa about this lawsuit. They've laid it out about this story as clearly as anybody as I've ever seen, explaining how dangerous this is, how people have been misinformed. They should have never called a massive lockdown. On and on and on and on. I just pray, you know, the wheels are going to start turning very fast, because thank God we have the internet. Of course, there's a lot of, you know, what's considered misinformation, disinformation. There's a lot of censorship going on. Dr. Mercola, you familiar with Dr. Mercola?
I am.
Mercola.com. He's doing yeoman's work, and Robert Kennedy Jr. now has been censored. So there's a lot of censorship going because they're questioning the current narrative, which is vaccines is the answer, and they're also questioning the efficacy and the potential dangers, and rightly so, because these things have been fast-tracked. Historically, a vaccine would never come onto the marketplace after 5 or 10, 15 years. Well, this whole thing has come in the course of warp speed 1 year. So this whole thing has been programmed. And I mean, it's very, very, you know, it's disturbing, to put it mildly. So the question is, what are we going to do about it?
You know, as Dr. Raphael was explaining to a majority of our people in the English continent, now I'm going to jump in briefly to explain it from our point of view in our language. And here it goes. Wichak. Mila haska kawo pek e wokok pek. Kya hetsu te e hane, oyate on kit kapi. Waslo e kilena e hane wan kapi. Na ha e chuhan taku tkoksa le uki, hena wana mila haska ki ake un pach papi. Kalila wakanki no wakhanje hena, wichaka sota chimpi. Ho heta ha maska ki lene wamana ois pokte. Abele zabe. Ho he wichokan ki he yanke. As dona hook don't kill yapina or at the hooks that want from the sea woggle at a hunter. Don't election a ubna, Dima or Kunchula was the egg in a counter. Daco I woggle, East Daco Hena was lawyer, ya chippy, which are you, Raoyaki. Hena Hetchens are Naki, Mapi, Hena was destined with that people. As Dacomani, Chanupa Gluha money lessons, Eptala or Kunchula, Wahil Dakina. Dona hook wobbles in the warriors, ya chimpiki, lessons a ochi chap. Lena a piwi chasag, Lena was loya ota, henna wankapi, na sloki api, na mila hanskaki, Lena echa, Joske un kasok ta hena hecha kwa etwa. Na nahaksi okaske tkhanka un se hon khekhia un hena isya tkhpe chap na wichoni tkhap hena awichaki. O hena isya yanke wa blaze ki lila tkhanki ke. As to any hitches, if you any hitches, it won't lock you. Oh, it's you, huh? To hunt, we are in Staku, Lena, you have hunter. We are killing a one speculate or Spanish have or kihi. Oh, up here, we charge like Lena, was like Lena Echa, Daku, Lena, you walk like Aki, we chuck up. The henna, I honey, henna, one cup, Mila Hanska, Lena, Doske, and Coqua. Henna, it's your hitches, it won't lock up. Now, let's try like it's Etaku, let we charge your one each, okay, we chuck it. Mien a he opto un ka hingla asna. Un ka hingla na he ta ha taku lena wa sloe wa chink teki wicha muche. Na lechus epche. Na misya wa sloe ki ota hukbulha. To misya wicha muche an ka te ewa gana ki wicha hong ki trapi. Ho hena echa yanke. Ka ta komani le tona hong anagopta na ka ki le wab leze ki lena chi chupi na o chi chab lechus e. Na e ta ha taku wa sloe ki hena sreok disni. Mila Hanskat, etc. Unki, we show you on Kit Hoppy, the Wolak Hotta, Kehena Hansi, on Kius Papi. A honey or Chichaka. Unzek Taka Nazim, the Oxanxia Act on Hunter. Dakomani, Unchima Khan, Wakhanka, Chimane, Tuki. Daku or Spanish Hinkigi, Henny Chukta, or Iteo Wapi or Gno Walaking. Oh, Hena is so we chokanki, hey, Yanke. Hena, hey, we chokanki, let only Hexusi or Ate Yagle Ois Papsi. O tiachi iwogla. Na mila hanska kha wapi ki hena. Ite o wapi na taku kash lina kakha ki hena hechus e wate mitoki. Wichokha na wichoshi che ki hena wa stela ka. He un cha tagne igle rabo kipsni. Ta taku e pche ki na ha. A piwi cha shak le oni cha ki le. Le o kuzi tipi e hane hechus e taku hena kusha etu amna o yate ki hena unsha khpapi na. Le o kuzi tipi hecha washi chu on he ha. Hena hechun e wanka. He on cha wasloik lena. You na jina on ki api na hechun. Okay, I'm gonna turn it back into the English language. For some of us that don't understand, Dr. Raphael and many other doctor friends of mine from all over the world, I have this for you. I have them to contact them in times of things of bad intentions and bad judgment. Now, the reason why I stress this openly with the whole heart of our experience of what's going on, we are constantly believing that the white man has the answer to our future. I have to say this, folks, that's a big lie. America, since they gave him that name from Furnace Prucci, the name America has always bastardized language. And they have been a country of a lying state of euphoria. They repeat history, it'll never fail. Until people like ourselves kill it. And you don't have to kill it with a gun or anything. It's the understanding through the knowledge that we have by sharing these understandings to help all of us become catalysts to free ourselves from captivity. Don't forget what I shared on Sister Leona's show the other day. They had three countries, and these three countries had to come up with an understanding to neutralize the behavior of two of them that were killing people in an alarming rate. And that was the Egyptians and the Romans, okay? The Romans killed a white man's god, which they called Jesus, and he was a spiritual leader. Egyptians, on the other hand, were mass incarcerating people to create things in the name of statues and rock figurines and so forth. So both of these countries were at war, okay? And so the Greeks stepped in and came after them and said, hey, wait a minute, enough of this. You can't continue to do this to mankind. But even the Greeks fell virtue to that too. Through their folklore, this is how Medusa, the female-headed snake woman, would turn people into stone, okay? So regardless of what goes on, this is the opportunity that people cannot see, and they want to say stuff, but then they don't know the other people's history, okay? I studied them on my own virtue to understand why these things were happening. Rome is a replica of what Washington, D.C. symbolizes because their blood is from there, okay? The Egyptians are also there in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. And so the Greeks, on the other hand, the Greeks were temporized, okay? So here's what happened.
the Mesopotamians and the Mediterranean people were nomadic people, people that lived off the earth. They're the ones that destroyed those three nations and brought them to their knees. Now you don't hear anything of their negativity going on to the rest of humanity. That's what it takes when people stand together that are nomadically inclined. You see, the great mystery only believes in people that really believe in him. And we all say we do. No, I disagree. Because until you really put the animals first, whether it's the eagles, the buffalo, the deer, the elk, the little rodents, the squirrels, rabbits, and mice, and all that, and the bugs, then you're inclined to say you're a spiritual individual. I don't care how many sweat lodges you do. I don't care how many sun dances you do to pierce yourself. I don't care how many times you smoke a pipe and you carry a pipe and you say you're a pipe carrier. That's not true. Chanupa has never done that. I have never used them in a philosophical method to tell you I'm better than you because I did carry a pipe. I did sun dance. And I keep using them as a bastardization to repeat it over and over. I have never done that. And I never will. My point in raising this virtue more on a more philosophical standard, until our people get back into the earthly elements of what we had from ancient time, that's the cure. And your body's a natural defense unit. You can ask Dr. Raphael. He can versify that with me. He can give you a positive virtue because your body is a solid muscle. And that muscle can fight off anything if it's treated healthy. But remember, the white man took our buffalo, which is our nourishment, our medicine, and a lot of the wild game from us. And so we're forced into these carcinogens like sugar, salt, grease, and beer. This is the white man's necessities, how they generate themselves over and over to reduce other walks of life to a level that they can never get back from. And with that, I turn it back over to everybody. I'm glad that you all here and tuned in. And for more questions than that, we're coming up to the top of the hour of 6. Go right ahead if there's anyone else.
Is anyone else there would like to speak to? We got a lot of callers. State your name. Where are you calling from?
Dr. Najia from Detroit.
Hey, welcome on board.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Najia. Anyone else?
And thank you so much.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Najia.
I would like to make a statement. I would like to make a statement. In regards to the immune system and in natural herbs that build the immune system and do the exact same thing that those drugs that the previous speaker had mentioned. The creator, he never put zinc alone or calcium alone in nature. It always comes in multiple vitamins and minerals because they work together synergistically and unlock the keys of metabolism in our body. So olive leaf and elderberry, they do the exact same thing. They're very high in zinc, and they stop the virus from reproducing itself within your body, you know, and we have this readily available.
What are those things you said again?
Elderberry, that's correct. No, go ahead.
Elderberry, okay. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's readily available. It's all over the place. Yes. What is your name, doctor?
Doctor, can you say your name again? Did we lose her call? Dr. Najia, are you there? I think we lost her call.
To any
okay,
other?
Yeah, elderberry is excellent.
Yeah, I think we lost the other doctor. Is anyone else there? Or any other questions?
I heard Dr. Raphael on there. I heard him.
No, I'm just confirming that elderberry is excellent. It's another one of those things that is very good for the immune system.
She had mentioned something else. I missed that other thing. Was there anyone else who would like to make a comment or ask Dr. Raphael any questions?
Can you explain the innate immune system and the NK cells?
Right. Is this a question Would you like me to respond?
Yeah, yes. If you could explain part of those, the new system, the NATE system, and plus the NK cells.
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, there's a whole science called psychoneuroimmunology, which has to do how the mind affects the body. But just looking at the body, because remember, I always say the body is like a rental unit, which inhabits a great spirit, and we have a mind. So holistically, we talk spirit, mind, body. Now, one of the keys to the immune system is your tonsils and the thymus gland. Everybody knows what the thymus gland is, right? The thymus
I
gland
do.
Is one of
yes.
the key. Now, it's very interesting. And then the other, that's one-third of your immune system that maintains your immune system is the thymus gland. It produces the T cells. Then you have the gut. 70% of your immune system is modulated through the gut. So when you have a healthy gut, which most people do not have because of antibiotics and bad diet and too much protein, the colon becomes toxic. That's why the probiotics are key. When the gut is healthy, it produces all kinds of immunoglobulins, which your body, there's like a war going on inside your body between the light and the dark. And our body is working 24/7 to maintain health. And when it gets out of balance, you have what's called dis-ease. So you've got the thymus and you've got the gut. Now, this is very interesting on a spiritual level. The thymus gland is connected to the heart chakra, the heart. Now, if we have negative mental, emotional attitude, anger, hatred, fear, you name it, those negative emotions in the heart, you know, a negative attitude in the heart profoundly affects the thymus gland. Isn't that interesting? So that they say, you know, if you're full of anger and hatred, et cetera, it will ultimately not just make you a miserable person, it will ultimately kill you. And all spiritual teachings, naturopathic teachings, explain how critical it is to cultivate a positive mental, emotional attitude. When you study the body and you relate it on an energy system, you just go, my God, it's so amazing. The Creator created this incredible body, human body, and how interconnected everything is. Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and our diet make up what we call our current state of health.
You know, that's a very interesting subject that Bryce asked. You know, I'm also going to share this in bits and pieces of the language of the white man and ours. Hanta, taku kash lena nahaksi makhotik le ankata yakeki. Hena unki trape, hechus ewaunta, ehani. Ho, wana mila haska ka, woyuk shanki hechus e kakabu kia bina tehia eungna kaki hecha. Taku lena unki trap, niki heuncha, kachi nahaki unki trape, kachanki le lila, shijak huji oispe, okihi. Ho, he islam tokata ke taku unki chunk tekile. Taku le non kiu hab e hani. We a ki hena hechu se kaka bo ki. Ak hechu se isi an wo ek tu zaki. Chakho ha taku le non unpasi sok te ki le. What I'm saying with the language is if our people go back to that diet of picking up traditional fruits and vegetables that grow off the land and hunt, those are the things that are essential. See, the white man found a way to reduce us and continue to spread the violation of human rights. And so without any further understanding to that, this is why we have mass incarcerations of our people being treated negatively through unhealthy, you know, pharmaceutical drugs, because that's where they do that to indoctrinate them more quicker. And as we said, you know, continuously about what's going on with the future, an unalienable, you know, natural rights is vested upon our own physical body, okay? And that's your right to your life, your liberty, your speech, your freedom, your prayer, worship, which white men call religion, and the educational process, which we use from the learning of our tools from our grandparents and moms and dads and so forth.
But in reality, this government is established to protect people that are weak from stronger, you know, advocates and behavior of that sort, like, you know, the federal government, the state government, county governments, tribal governments, and so forth. But they all violated those preambles in principle. So if it's supposed to work to protect weaker parties and, you know, protect, you know, those liberties, the stronger parties in all governments that are supposed to have a free virtue is their superior strength to take them away from you. That's why they use legislation as a governing body to work for the stronger parties. Now, because, you know, we just talked about the healthy immune system and what can give the body, you know, its nourishment is going back to the way it used to be. I know it can't happen overnight, but you can take steps into doing that. Now, what is enforced upon mankind and the hands and to the weaker parties is that this we become subjects to the absolute power of the government. And I mean the absolute power of the government. And the reason for that, you no longer have a liberty of thinking freely. It's just what Dr. Raphael had said and Bryce said. There were certain other people that been scrutinized and stripped from these identities. Okay? And these are the things. So consequently to what we're talking about on an open institution, what gives them the effective voice in the government is the oppression. You see what I'm saying? So like he said, the doctor said, when you get angry and you get mad and you start blowing up and cussing, take that energy now and put it upon where it needs to go, such as the federal government, the state, the county, and tribal, and the people that believe in hatred. You see? That will strengthen also your immune system to create a heroic deed for your people. And that gratitude will create a yield allegiance, right or wrong. That's right, because that's how honor and allegiance became the words of power for people of color that live nomadically. Right there, that right there, the honor of allegiance. That's the power we have. So when we're reduced to the level that the white man keeps implementing his colonial laws, that's how tyranny began. And this is what I reflect back to, because unchecked power is the foundation of tyranny. But when you have no liberty, no power of honor, there is no people to utilize those techniques and those values to share them with everyone. Now keep this in mind. A uniform government is like how it's like how the Patriot Act began, okay? And this is food for thought. Because a uniform government is like president, senate, congress, and so forth. This is how they usurp those rights from freedoms, and which becomes very unconstitutional acts, right or wrong. That's right. So when we get into these type of issues, don't forget that under Bush's administration and Ashcroft, they created that Patriot Act. That's why they used 911 when they knocked those buildings down and used that missile to hit the Pentagon and so forth. See, these were plans of acts to put America in that fear-based society again. But see, here's the answer to all of it. If our people and we the people continue to express these things, don't forget what they have done from past ordeals, from, you know, times, you know, when we weren't even born, folks, in the late and early parts of the 21st century. Late and early parts of the 21st century as we're entering into the 22nd century. The reason I'm stressing this very openly is because the original and what is originally open for the United States Congress is that reading understandings that they produce, okay, when this Constitution men that were in power enforced that Patriot Act, they should have been charged for a high treason. They should have. But they didn't. See, this is only aimed at white people, but those laws that are pertaining to white people, they turn them around and impose them on human beings, like us, people of color. Keep that in mind, people of color.
Hello?
Hello, got any questions or comments today?
And then that we, yeah, I'm going to get, let me finish right here with this piece, okay? As Jabril was saying, they're going to open up to some comments and stuff like this. Okay, here's the part that I'm going to tell all of you. One simple thing. I'm helping you get this information because a lot of you have information, but you don't want to share it. You all rather talk something else, but don't talk about the real issues. So what's being repeated from the past is brand new to the future. And so I give that back to you with that open intent, because that's the direction where we're all going if we don't put the freedom of independence first. And back to you all.
Thank you, Brother Tanufa. I really appreciate that information. And Dr. Raphael, callers, if anyone want to make a comment or jump in there, feel free to open up, state your name and where you're calling from. Dr. Muhammad is back in. Dr. Muhammad, we had a question for you, but we lost your call. We're glad you called back in. Dr. Raphael, if you want to jump back in, Dr. Muhammad's back on the line.
Oh, hello, Dr. Muhammad.
Hi, Dr. Raphael.
Are you an MD or a naturopath?
I'm a naturopath.
Beautiful. Well, hey, can I share a very simple little technique that I think you'll enjoy that's really powerful? Because we're talking about...
Someone's got a buzzer in the background. Could you mute that, please? Okay,
can
go
I
ahead,
share
Dr. Raphael.
Metaphysical and physiological technique. Is that okay, Dr. Muhammad?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm assuming you know about tapping, right? You know about tapping?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I understand the theory of kinesis.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's a simple one. I was watching this yoga teacher, and she was talking about the immune system and the thymus gland, because, you know, the thymus gland isn't the breastbone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. It's really simple. You do it 9 times, and then you do an affirmation. Just so you're tapping on the thymus gland. You ready? And you go, and you make a statement. Perfect health is my divine birthright, and I'm choosing this reality now and forevermore.
I'm choosing this reality now and forevermore.
How does that feel?
Perfect health is
you're
my
tapping.
Divine birthright.
You're saying,
I'm choosing this reality
perfect
now
health.
And forevermore. Perfect.
Callers.
And I'm choosing this reality
now. I'm choosing
now.
This reality now and forevermore. Perfect health is my divine birthright, and I'm choosing this reality now and forevermore.
That is wonderful.
Abundance is my birthright. Abundance is the daughter
really
of the sun.
It really speaks of my life. Because
you know how the universe works.
I'm choosing this reality now.
I don't know. This is a really bad connection for whatever.
Callers. Excuse me, Dr. Muhammad, Dr. Raphael. Callers.
Some of the noise in the background. Jabril, tell some of them have noise in the background to turn it down so we can hear everybody.
Yeah, you have to mute your phones if you're not speaking so that we can hear, because we're hearing your background noises. So, callers, if you mute your phone, if you're not speaking, so we can all hear the information that the callers are, and the doctors are giving us. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Muhammad. Sorry for interrupting.
Yes, thank you for that that wonderful point, the tapping point. And I am familiar with tapping and with body talk, you know, and that's all going back to becoming independent and becoming proactive of our own body and listening to the inner self and then following it, you know, and not
right.
being afraid to, you know, because we all have a connection with the great mystery. And as long as we walk a spiritual walk and know what our purpose is, then the inspirations that we get are very powerful, you know, and you walk in that light and you help other people, you know, and it doesn't cost a lot of money to get well. The herbs are everywhere. The Creator has put them abundantly. You know, all one has to do is stretch out your hand and look in that direction, and you're going to see what you need. You're going to find some, you know, you're going to see slippery elm. You're going to see wild violets. You're going to see the cedar berries. You know, you're going to see the white oak bark tree, you know, and all those things are our native indigenous way of life that we had. You know, it used to be if when you got sick, you didn't go to the doctor. you went to your grandma's house and you stayed with your grandma until you were well. That's what I did, you know.
Good old chicken
and
soup, right?
Chicken soup is excellent. It has the protein, the celery, you know, the parsley, you know, the onions, the garlic. All these things boost your immune system, you know, and they're just not getting the credence that they deserve because they're very powerful adaptogens. And adaptogens
right.
help our bodies deal with the stress, you know, and balance to, you know, to a
right.
balance. And we all have that. But as long as we take medication and the symptoms seem gone, because medication, not only does it work with you on a physical level, it interferes with your spirituality. It
Absolutely.
Sedates that pineal gland, that pituitary gland, and the thymus gland. You know, you lulled into believing that you are getting better, but you're not
right.
getting better at all. You know, and I speak from a position of I am a patient that became a doctor, you know, and it was not through my plan. It was through the great mystery plan. I suffered many, many years, the majority of my life, with what they called an incurable disease of sickle cell anemia. I spent the majority of my life in the hospital on opiates, enough opiates that would probably kill an elephant, you know, and, you know, the only alternative that they offered me was Suboxone or methadone as a means to get off of it, you know, and
really?
The great mystery led me to herbal medicine, and through herbal medicine and changing my diet into a more holistic, wholesome, natural diet, I don't suffer any symptoms of sickle cell anemia at all. My iron level stays up to 14, 15. My iron used to go down to 3, and they would tell me I had to get a blood transfusion if I wanted to live. Well, I didn't take a blood transfusion. My husband juiced up some carrots, some spinach, some parsley, and cabbage, and they laughed at him, you know, and you know, saying, oh, right, you know, go ahead. But after she drinks this, then we're going to do the blood transfusion. And praise be to the Almighty, my iron level came up, you know. So these natural things work, you know. But
Can I interject here for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, very simple. Chlorophyll, green, it's the most abundant color in on the earth is green, right? Greens
yeah.
contain chlorophyll, correct?
Yes.
Well, you know, when you drink chlorophyll, what chlorophyll does, it stimulates in the kidney, erythropoietin. Greens do that, chlorophyll. And erythropoietin
yes.
is a hormone that stimulates the production of red blood cells. Isn't that interesting? So if you
yes,
go into the, you know,
I
fortunately,
promote.
1%
and
of the kind of the...
Excuse me, and that's why I promote the green drink. The green
yeah.
drink is natural chlorophyll, and chlorophyll
that's
is
right.
most like our blood. You know,
plus it has magnesium in it, which relaxes
exactly.
all the, you know,
and
it's magnesium. So there are like
yeah.
three supplements that I can, another time I can say that would, if you did these three things, you would, on a mineral level, would absolutely maintain perfect biological health. We have all this information, and the good news is these products are available. But again, if I, Chinupa, can I share something really important here?
Go ahead.
It's shifting gears. It's one of the main issues right now. Do I have the talking stick for like a minute?
Go ahead, Doctor.
Go right ahead.
Because it has to do with money. Okay?
Go.
Do I have the floor?
You got the floor.
All right, we just put out, so this is David, we have a 7-point, solutions for the current global economic crisis. The reason I'm mentioning this is because we're talking about all these things, the fact of the matter is most people don't have access because of the current economic crunch. But let me read this to you, okay? 10% of Americans now control 97% of all capital income in the country. Nearly half of the new income generated since the global financial crisis of 2000 has gone to the wealthiest 1% of U.S. citizens. Get this. The richest three Americans collectively have more wealth than the poorest 160 million Americans. Now, here it is, a painless, simple way to redistribute the wealth, and this is now beginning to get traction in the Congress. Listen to this. This is unbelievable, and it's all true. A financial transaction tax, which is on speculative trading, is sometimes called the Tobin tax after the man who first proposed it, Nobel laureate economist James Tobin, or the Robin Hood tax. The revenue potential of a Tobin tax is huge. The Bank of International Settlements reported in 2019 that total annual derivative trades were $640 trillion. That's where all the banks do. And this is what they do. They trade derivatives. They're manufacturing money out of nothing. It's just a global casino. That figure is probably low since over-the-counter trades are unreported. Big this. A mere 1% tax on $640 trillion would generate $6.4 trillion annually in public funds. That is only for derivatives. There are also stocks, bonds, and other financial trades to throw in the mix, and more than half of this trading occurs in the United States. This would provide the USA with approximately $3.4 trillion a year. Another arresting fact is that just five super-rich commercial banks control 97% of U.S. derivative markets, and, of course, you know who they are, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo. Something to contemplate. So I've written this article. Now it's critical because of the current economic upheaval precipitated by the global pandemic/fear-demic. That Wall Street bailout mainstream, and that's very critical, and we have that information so we can generate tremendous amount of money that's not going to threaten the main financial markets, i.e. Wall Street, generate 1% and liberate $4 trillion a year. Think of what that money could do.
That's some great knowledge of what we all have here tonight, you know. Okay. As we come down to the top of the hour, I'm going to, you know, step in, and that puts a conclusion to our diatribe. And Dr. Raphael, we'd like to have you come on another week from now and bring out more information for the listening audience. I want to get into this violation of human, you know, dignity. And thank you, Dr. Muhammad, for being on there and many others that tuned in. Now we're going to turn the subject into something very serious. Now, I know my brother, Jibril, has been instrumental in his part. But don't ever, ever question the knowledge of what we're giving people. Don't ever question that, because they're going to always be here, because what is killing America and the people in it, okay? And I'm only using that as a term to express it, okay? So don't get offended by it. What I'm saying is, when our people lack information and knowledge, that's how America implemented its colonial rule. To neutralize you, to connect you to your human rights. Okay? That's number one. That's the first essential piece. When you look out east to where Jibril and many others are from, compared to what's out in the west where Dr. Raphael's from, there are vast majorities of small amounts of indigenous people that live out there in the Bay Area, in the state of California, Oregon, Washington State, and then parts of, you know, the Arizona borderline, okay? And then going down into the Mexica territory of Little Sister's Land in Mexico. My point is, when you look at what's happening out in the East Coast, on the other hand, three-quarters of my indigenous people that once lived out there are no more. These are grave human rights violations that strip you from your traditional upbringing, from connecting to the Earth Mother, the great mystery, you know, positive diets that we live from. Don't ever forget the Paleo Indians that once lived in the state of Georgia. They were driven to extinction. And all their vegetables and fruits that they grew are now being sold back to the indigenous population and people of color. mainly the white folk. The white folk took control of our natural diet of vegetation because the Paleo people down in that area were farmers. They were farmers. That's why they took care of all our herbal stuff and our fresh vegetables. See? And don't forget that a lot of these minerals and things that go on in Indian country, because people lack that. It's one thing to say that we have experience in different levels of communicating, but it takes a healthy diet to implement these things to become that warrior and that warriorette. The warriorette I'm referring to is our women that come from a matriarchal system, which the Lakotas are still under. And our matriarchal system is being slowly diminished because of this crisis of this, you know, pandemic of this sickness. A lot of our elders are being passed on because of it. But see, this is what the government is known to do. But here's the catch. I urge all the listening audience to get their mind completely clear and let's bring genocidal complaints against the American people. And I mean the American people. Because look what Trump did. And nobody's saying a damn thing about it. No tribal government's even saying anything. Just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians. Because everybody's fighting a separate fight. Okay? But nobody's pointing the finger where it needs to be pointed at. It's like if you point one finger and you got the other three pointing back at you, but the only two pointing forward is the thumb and the index finger, right or wrong. That's right. Try it and you can see what I'm talking about. And if the thumb don't point in the same direction as the index finger, it's pointing up in the air like a gun. But you have three of them pointing back at you. The reality of this nature of what we're talking about is we need to get back to the basics of what human rights are. This is why we have the largest incarceration rate in our own country of Turtle Island. We have the largest illegal removal of our children and elders in colonial prison camps and, you know, nursing homes. And I call them a colonial prison camp. And children are being indoctrinated again because they're placed in non-native foster care families. And we, the people, we're not being responsible enough to take care of our elders and children. So this is why America reduced them and killing them every day, every second. Don't forget what happened under Trump's administration when they were stripping innocent kids away from their families and putting them in them makeshift prison camps right there on the Mexican border, which they call Mexico, when in fact it's Mexico border in Texas. And for all you that are listening in, if you have some extra feedback on your phones, turn it down. Turn it down. So these messages we can share with each other. We don't have much time again. But the fact of the matter is, we need to get back into the freedoms of this independence. It's never going to stop and go away. You just heard something, you know, that is interesting about how the monetary, you know, existence takes a toll. But here's the catch, though. Our monetary existence, which people call mammon, money, ours is in the value we had as a togethered people. Togethered people, okay? We invented commerce exchange of certain things that we had as our tools to create this wealth that we already had. And they brought gold and silver over here, and they found it here, and they stole it again, you see? And this is the part that we get away from. And every time we get into human rights issues and we try to create a collective dialogue, you know, people say this, okay? They say this, and you all say it, too, because I hear it from you. In times that set into a predicament that is not ours, okay? And I'm only going to share this for a little fraction of maybe a couple of minutes. The majority of how the independent nation states had their power came from a traditional value system that was customary within languages within said reservations or, you know, said areas that our people are in today. The United States, so-called, you know, independent nation, there is none. There is none, okay? And these are food for thought because our people have lacked that input of that intuition that was created by modern and civilized man. Modern and civilized man. Now, I did say this. There's going to come a point in time that we are going to have to look at the independent inherent rights that are ours when the animals can still talk, the winged creatures, and so forth. When we had a perfect, you know, way of living, which was our own traditional societies through our matriarchal system, we were taken from them.
Now, America, on the other hand, they have it all, okay? Because they use their position to undermine and weaken the strength of a traditional society of people and reduce us to this level where we're using his language to communicate. That's inhuman, folks. But we can never, ever take a look at how America's essential behavior is because their soul is evil. It'll never stop. It'll never go away because that's how they isolate themselves. Look, there wasn't even a majority of people of color that stood with the white race, but then you've seen upside-down flags, that the symbol that, you know, when a people's under distress, they put that flag upside down. That's a symbol of that signal of distress. Now, when those guys attacked that Capitol building, what was the main behavior for it? There was none. Only a fact that an outgoing president told him to do so. But yet nobody can hold that man for treason. Because, see, this is the money. This is the dictatorship this country has always been in. These privileges that are relevant to the stripping the rights of the, you know, liabilities, in exchange, they give you what? Civil discrepancies, right? They give you ordinances like tribal governments and city ordinances. You see, that's the grave violation. That's not the practice of how law works, because law is only a three-letter word. When you break the law down, the word, L-A-W, it says and it defines lying authority wins. And that's what attorneys do. But you don't have to lie to defeat these people. The might of their military government and these judges in every state, they bastardize that because it's the hatred they still have. And that's a limited bundle that strips you of those rights. So the supreme law, and I used to listen to my people talk about, oh, Article 6 in the United States Constitution. Well, look, the Constitution Shredding Act that Bush and Ashcroft, you know, created back then when they knocked them Twin Towers down, they stripped them rights away from the American people. So that included the Treaty of 1868, which is the only one that you can focus on, because that's what is illustrated in their Constitution Handbook, where treaties are the supreme law of the land, and every judge in every state honorably honor them. That's not happening today. And our people leave the reservations and go elsewhere to depict human rights in a different mechanism. And I'm talking about Bill Means. And if that word gets to him, Bill, I'm coming for you too. Enough of your lying. You need to address yourself more openly. Quit running. Get over here and help us. Help your people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. But you guys all run. And you figure you can get knowledge out there, but I know what you're all doing out there. You're receiving monetary existence for yourself. I'm not the one who joined the white man's military and brigades. I'm not the one who did that. You're the ones that did that. You followed white supremacy. And so that's why you're afraid to come back to the reservations and live with the conditions we're in today. And I'm speaking to all of you that followed the path of the white man. Chase Iron Eyes, Dave Swallow, James Franco, Wendell Yellowboy, and the list can go on and on. I've learned one thing from my people's struggle when we took up arms and Wounded Knee. And our memorial's coming up here on the 27th of February. A people that really believe in the authority of themselves is the ticket to freedom. A people that has the authority and believes in that authority within themselves is the ticket to freedom. That's how matriarchal systems work. Your mom, your grandmother, they have contributed to life and had little ones to carry on generation to generation. No different than the four-legged and winged creatures, okay? So our people got away from that. And my point to that is those are still essential and those are still customary traditional values. Duh, people, duh. The hard part is you don't want to pick them back up because you like the white man's comfort. You like that easy way of life. Well, look at what Dr. Raphael and I tried to explain and Dr. Muhammad. They're trying to give you a value of understanding what was already here. And when they took you away from that, that's a form of a genocidal holocaust because Indian people, indigenous people, Lakota, whatever you're all called, I'm referring it because of me, okay? You don't want to pick it up anymore, and you know that. And you all got your education, and you run back to the reservation, but what are you doing with it? You're sitting home because they put a shield and a padlock in front of your door. and you have to have a mask to go here and there. Bullshit. The Great Mystery never told you to do that. If you really believe in he never told you to put a mask on, especially to serve him. You see, that's a lie. And if you keep supporting the lie, you're just as bad as they are. But I'm confident in this. From all the people that I've worked with, from Grandpa Roy Martin, Lehman Brightman, and the late Russell Means, and many others, even Dennis. Dennis used to call me. Many others. Carter Camp used to ask me questions. John Trudell asked me to open up different avenues for him. These are the people that I knew in my time. They're no more. But what I'm getting at is the violation of human rights. Every reservation in this country are facing that. So now you want to legalize alcohol and drugs, marijuana, medical use. I disagree. Until you pick up the elements of what is rightfully yours as a free people, this is how it works. Freedom is real, and it don't cost you anything. And that's what they don't want you to understand. And I mean the white race. They don't want you to pick that up. They use it to bastardize their responsibility of controlling you, which, you know, their real name is bondage. That's how they did it. Don't forget what I just told you at the beginning of the show. Egyptians, Roman, and the Greeks. And what defeated them was the Mediterraneans and, you know, the other people that lived nomadically in those, you know, the forms of living. See, that's what it's going to take. You heard Dr. Muhammad say it's going to take the traditional remnants and animal, you know, parts and the medicines from herbals to get back into the basin because your body's a legal defense thing that can cure off any infection. We don't believe that way anymore. Dr. Raphael shared that with you. And most of all, we're all so opinionated to ask questions, we can't ask this question for ourselves. What is it that we really want, indigenous people? What is that question? Right. What is it that you really want? Well, I'll tell you what I want. I want to be free and left alone so I can prosper with dignity and keep my people moving, keeping my customary language and tradition and cultures, keep moving because many of them are dying now and nobody talks that way. And I'm not using the sacred pipe to speak on that topic. I'm not using the sacred Sundance to just speak on that topic. I'm not using none of that. I'm using you as my people to stand with me to move forward. That's how I can use you. And I know you want freedom. I know you want independence. But you're going to have to act like it and believe in yourself. And enough of that anger bullshit. And tonight, I'm going to do something more courageously. The late Russell Means was given a song here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in our great state of South Dakota. And to this day, nobody knows that song. This is 2021. And this song was given to him when the American Indian Movement stood with all the Strongheart Warriors and Tokhalas and all the great people that were resisting oppression at the tribal government's discretion. And our elders shared this song many, many years ago for the late Russell Means. And I'm going to honor everybody that's tuned in, and I look forward for all of you to come back tomorrow night on tomorrow's show at 5 to 6:30. And we're going to get into heavy topics. But I wanted to honor the late Russell Means with this song in honor of all you people that are tuned in because tonight's topics were so great, tremendously, you know, worth it. I loved Dr. Raphael for coming on and expressing that. And all you that tuned in, Bryce and many others, thank you all for participating. But I'm going to close tonight's show with Russell Means' song. And this is Russell Means' song.
Is a man willing to die for his people, just like Crazy Horse? Way ahead, hey, 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 way ahead, way ahead, way ahead, hey, way ahead, way ahead, way ahead. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, way ya hey, hey, way ya hey, no, hey, yeah, eh, ha, ya, way ya ha, way ya ha, hoy. Russell Meade is a man willing to die for his people, just like Crazy Horse. Way on, 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 just like Crazy Horse, way on hell, hey, 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 hey.
On behalf of the late Cecilia Martin and on behalf of Nellie Tubbles, that song was created by those two women in honor of Russell Meade. That's what people still dignify, and it came from matriarchal women that still believed in freedom and that stood with us in Wounded Knee when we took up arms against the federal government. I thank you all. Have a good night. Stay warm. My blessing and that song's upon you. And sleep well. I'll see you all tomorrow night on tomorrow's show on the Indigenous Voices of People. And thank you again, little brother Jabril. Let's don't be late for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thank you, Special Brother.